Welcome everybody to the Mountain Mind Tricks podcast. I'm so excited you're here. I'm so excited just to express myself, just to speak, just to give myself a platform to talk to you about all the amazing things that Mountain Mind Tricks is up to, and just to explore consciousness, alternative therapy, quantum physics, Qigong, Chinese medicine, sacred numbers. I mean, let's just get into it. Let's go down that rabbit hole. Let's just go down the metaphysics of healing. I'm so excited to hear. Let's do this thing. Welcome to the Mountain Mind Tricks podcast. I'm so excited you're here. And today I just wanted to open up and speak about Qigong and Chinese medicine and how this has been such a huge piece of my journey and what I'm working on right now that's going to be birthing in the next few months. And I'm so excited. And so Qigong, like we've probably heard of Qi before, like prana, mana. It's really the Chinese word for energy. And so life force energy, the qi in your organs and your body. There's so many different kinds of qi, but really it's talking about the qi inside your body and balancing the yin and yang aspects of the Tao. So it really comes from Taoism or Chinese shamanism, if you will. The ancient texts, you know, most of this knowledge comes from the Yellow Emperor's classic of internal medicine. And so a lot of Qigong is detailed in there. And so Qi is our life force energy, and Gong means movement or work. So we're working the energy in the body. And it's very connected to the meridians. So each organ, each major organ, like the heart, is related to an element and also related to a meridian. And the meridians are like a river of energy where the organ is related to, it's almost as if a reservoir of energy. Okay, so like a lake and a river, you can think about it that way. Like the organ is a lake of energy, it's this reservoir, and the meridians are this pathway or flowing aspect of the movement of that energy through the body. And if you've heard of acupuncture or even seen it before, it's, you know, the acupuncturist is going to put needles in the meridians in certain places to balance the energy of that specific organ, right? So Qigong's not that different. Qigong is these beautiful movements of coordinating your breath with your body, and it's more of a flowing, gentle, relaxing workout. So a lot of people compare it to maybe Chinese yoga, but it's much more flow. It's a much more, it's closer to like a flow yoga where we're moving the body in these flows. And what's so beautiful about Qigong is that it's, you know, it was basically these Taoist masters in the mountains, in the forest, just imitating animals. So a lot of the movements just come from mimicking animals in nature or mimicking processes in nature. And it really comes back to the five elements. And the elements are so different than maybe a Native American perspective, but it's really the same process. It's really so similar. So in the Chinese perspective, there's metal, there's water, there's wood, there's fire, and there's earth. And so the metal is really connected to the lungs and the lung meridian and the lung qi. And the water is more the kidneys. And the wood is connected to your liver. And the fire is connected to your heart. And the earth is connected to your spleen. So these are the major, major organs, right? And each aspect of these have a yin and yang aspect. So like the kidneys is the yin or the feminine aspect of the qi for the kidneys of water. And the yang aspect is the bladder. So there's, it kind of covers all the organs, and really the movements are based, or the idea of it is to balance the energies in the organs to basically tune up or raise the vibration or raise the frequencies in the organs to raise the frequency of the physical body. So There is breathing, deep breathing. There's movement coordinated with visualization and focusing on energy and focusing on proper body mechanics. So it's like this really powerful energy workout. You know, it may not be like lifting weights or going on a run or all these things, but you feel your body just feels electrified in such a beautiful, good way. So it's something that I've been practicing Qigong for a long time. I mean, in high school, I took 2 years of Tai Chi, which is very similar. It's more of a martial, like a martial art aspect of Qigong. And I also did Kung Fu, which is a really hard martial art variation of Qigong. But I've gotten back into it in the last year, very much, every single day practicing Qigong. And it's been a life-changing experience to really focus on these specific organs, to focus on the emotions. And that's what I love so much about the Chinese medicine perspective, is that each organ is going to house a specific emotion. Like liver energy that's stuck or stagnant is really going to develop into anger. So there's, you know, that anger is really stuck in the liver, where the kidneys is more fear, anxiety, where the lungs is more sadness and grief, right? So each organ has these specific emotional qualities when they're in balance or out of balance, right? So the kidneys, if it's in balance, are going to be more tranquil and have more peace of mind. Whereas the spleen, our mind is going to be really clear. We're not overthinking, but we have clarity and we're really grounded. And the lungs is inspiration, and the heart is more like love, like this loving coming from the heart. So there's kind of this yin and yang, or negative, positive aspects to everything in Chinese medicine. So it's so beautiful in that way. There's this big understanding of dichotomies and how to be in a rhythm and cycle between them. So it's not saying yin or yang is bad, or, you know, grief or inspiration is bad or good. It's just what energy is there. What do you prefer? How would you like to work with the energy? How would you like to change it? What kind of energy do you want in your body? So I think the biggest thing I'm learning is that everything comes back to our breath, that we can get energy from eating, from drinking water, from exercising. We can get energy from other people, like in community. But the most powerful way to get energy is through our breath. And we can change our breath. We can release things with our breath. We can tonify or increase our energy with our breath. There's so many different ways to breathe and so many different reasons why, you know? And I love that so much, and that the Qigong has been life-changing for me. You know, I do so much energy work on other people. It's really helping me to balance my physical body, and the amount of voltage I put out during my breakthrough sessions is quite amazing. You know, and it's taken me some time to understand how to balance my body from that much energy pouring through me. And it's been a journey. And, you know, especially when I'm working with groups, there's so much energy. You know, I've got 10, 15 people in Ho'oponopono. Like, there's a lot of energy I'm managing. I'm not just managing the one person. I'm managing the whole group, right? And managing each person at the same time. And it's like managing their energy and their stage that they're looking at. And there's just a lot of energy to hold. And so the body has to get attuned, and it takes some time. So this has been a beautiful and powerful process for me to really focus on the energy in the body. And that's something I think everybody should be doing, is focusing on their breath, focusing on their energy, because everything comes back to energy, everything. Even from a physics perspective, right? It's all of the energy in your body comes from a physics level, creating the chemistry in your body, and then eventually creating your biology, which eventually creates your psychology, right? So it's all connected, this energy, chemistry, biology, psychology. You know, from kind of a NLP or integrative psychology perspective, really talking about the spiritual body, mental body, emotional body, and physical body, right? We can think of the spiritual body as physics, The mental body is chemistry, right? And the emotional body, it's the chemistry, like mental and emotional is very chemistry. Those might be very related. And also the physical and emotional are much more physical. Like your emotions have a physical chemistry to them, which creates your biology, right? At the physical level, your physiology, which affects your psychology. It's so interesting. It's so connected. So when we focus on our breath, we focus on our energy, we're getting this trickle down effect that's coming down into the mental body, helping us have clarity of mind, clarity of our emotions, so we can actually be, you know, reduce the stress at the physical level and be healthier. You know, and I think that's, wow. I mean, I've heard it, I've said it so many times, but to really understand it, that 95 to 99% of disease is stress related. Like stress is a killer. It really is. It's worse than smoking cigarettes or heavy drugs in a lot of ways. Like stress is really hard on the body. And it's more the acute stress or the stress that's major traumas, right? Or even that internal stress of like, you know, I want this aspect, but part of me doesn't want that aspect, right? These internal parts that have conflict with each other, or just internal conflict or grudges or resentments or internal anger at the self or others. Like these things create all these blockages. And I think that's something, you know, that I've talked about so many times with the breakthrough sessions, is that there's this prism. If we think about our body as a prism, right? I mean, think about our highest self or divine light, right? There's light coming in through the prism. And that classic, you know, like kind of Pink Floyd album where there's light coming into the prism and the other side, there's a rainbow, right? Well, it's like our seven chakras. So this divine light is coming through this prism, which is our body. And it's about, how does that energy show up? How does that energy actually show up in the body? You know, maybe we're only getting three or four colors because there's a blockage. We're not getting that full spectrum of color in each organ. So that's the way I like to think about it, is this divine light coming through this prism of my physical body. And where's the energy showing up? Where's the stagnations? Where is it all, you know, going? Where is it stuck? Where is it flowing well? I like that analogy, the prism and the light and the rainbow. I think it's a beautiful picture to hold. And it helps you understand that the body is much more, there's a lot more going on than just physical, right? It's a metaphysical process that comes down into the physical. And that's something I really love about the Qigong and the Chinese medicine and the acupuncture, is that it's taking something that's abstract or spiritual or, you know, in the quantum realm, and putting it into the body through a breath or a movement or a visualization. See, it's spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical all at once. It's really beautiful, really, really powerful. So why I bring all this up is that I am currently taking a Qigong instructor course. You know, I found myself teaching Qigong more than once at some of our Mexico retreats, and it was so natural, and it was just like, wow, I should do this. I need to get certified. So I'm in that class right now. It's like a 3 to 6 month process, and I'm so excited because I'm learning, just really going deep into the meridians, into Chinese medicine perspectives and five elemental theory, and really understanding and learning how these movements affect the body at a really detailed level. And I'll be able to teach soon. So that's really exciting. I'll be, you know, doing Qigong classes at yoga studios, all those types of things. So, and actually something that came up for me the other day was, I think there's, you know, after you go through a breakthrough session, your body goes through this, it goes through a healing process. So something that happens is that, you know, your energy is holding on to the problem, the greater problem and the root cause and all those things. And it's just grasping and holding on so tightly. So after a breakthrough session, there's a resolution to that problem. All of a sudden, that energy is free. And it goes into the body instead of the problem. And so it begins healing, it begins detoxifying, it begins moving these things out of the body. And, you know, it's going to feel like an energy drop. You know, you might feel like all of a sudden your workouts are really not that good. Like you're proud, you know, it's like your energy can drop. You can get really tired. Your body can get cold. You can get, you know, like you need to eat way more. You need to sleep way more. It's because your body is healing. Your body's actually going through a healing process. And it hit me this morning. And I was like, oh, one of the things that we talk about as a practitioner is when a client goes through that healing process, and sometimes it's a little more intense than others, but when somebody's in that process of healing their body, they need energy work. They need Reiki. They need acupuncture. They need HUNA. They need something that's going to, you know, add some more energy to the system. And it hit me this morning, like, wow, I think I should make a, you know, healing process Qigong set. So that's something in the future. It's going to be a little while before I publish that, but I think that's like these applications of mixing the Qigong and what I'm doing now with the energy healing and the meditation. There's some powerful Qigong meditations, just the microcosmic orbit and the inner smile and these Taoist alchemies that really, really bring in some beautiful, beautiful healings. So I'm excited. I'm excited to mix it all up and to make something really unique and to bring the Qigong into the integration process for clients. So yeah, that's going to be beautiful. So if you haven't tried Qigong, I highly recommend search it on YouTube. Try it out. You know, do a 20-minute thing of Qigong every day and for a week and see how you feel. Because it really does change the mind and the body and the spirit so much. It's such a beautiful practice. So yeah, Qigong, NLP, energy healing, mental emotion release, higher self therapy, all the apuas or the energies from Hawaii. Like I just see these really mixing to create something very, very powerful for you all. So I'm super excited. I'm super excited about my Qigong journey right now. And yeah, I hope you found this interesting and helpful, and I'll see you on the next one. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for just being here with me. And if you want to check out the website at Mountain Mind Tricks, there are so many offerings. We have the group program, Collective Alchemy, where we're all coming together and work on manifestation and prayer and group intention and really maximizing our manifestation power along with some coaching and release work and energy healing. And then, of course, the signature breakthrough sessions. I'm always here for you to help you just go beyond where you're at in your life and just build your foundation so you can become that person you want to be in your life. And I just look so forward to supporting you either through the podcast, my free events, my live events in Portland, or doing a breakthrough session or joining the group. I just look forward to supporting you, to meeting you, to helping guide you through the dark places in your life. And just, I want to say thank you. I love you, and so many blessings to you and your family.